If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
The choice of a lawyer is important and shouldn't be based on an ad.
After a serious car accident, people have two questions. Why me and what now? Well, no one knows why you, but I'm Terry Crouppen, and my law firm, Brown & Crouppen, sure can help with the what now. Car repairs, medical bills, lost wages, pain and suffering. We're Brown & Crouppen, and we've got all those answers. All you have to do is call. 222-2222.
To Collinsville, St. Louis.
It's the Brown and Crouppen Morning After.
But with nothing to consider, they forget my name. They call me help. They call me Stacy. They call me
Doug, you wanted the ting-tings and the plow set. I got some ting-tings for you.
I'm going to play a Cardinal song, but cares.
How could you miss it not playing a Cardinal song on opening day?
Because you wanted the ting-tings.
I didn't want the ting-tings. I wanted waka 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 waka. I wanted that one.
1,500 miles away.
Who are the ting tings?
Doug, tell Iggy why you like the ting tings so much.
Well, it sounds like a junior high glee club has gotten together and made a little song.
This song rocks.
Jackson likes ting tings.
Loves this song.
And you don't like glowworm.
I like glowworm.
Is this where Henshin's name came from?
No, that was from your favorite ASMR artist.
Oh, okay. Ting ting.
Ting ting.
No, the Ting Tings are together. We talked about this a few weeks ago.
They took their name from Ting Ting.
Doug, who was first, ASMR Ting Ting or the Ting Ting?
That song came out in 2010.
Oh, well, yeah, then it must be these guys.
So ASMR Ting Ting came from the Ting Tings. Wow, it's like the Bill Walsh coaching tree.
Are they Asian women?
I don't believe so. I believe they're British.
They're British women.
And it's a guy and a girl, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a guy on
I thought it was two girls.
No, that's a guy on the video.
Trust me, I would be all for
it. Oh, no. It's a guy and a girl. My bad.
Doug, a very simple percussion at the outset. And the thing that you said you wanted to hear, but we didn't get to it, is just how it just becomes a conglomerate of sounds.
Yeah. I don't know how I've missed the ting-tings up until this point in my life. Just completely flew off my radar. And I don't know how that happens. And I'm ashamed of it.
What about ASMR ting-ting?
I don't watch ASMR videos, but maybe I should. Maybe it would help me sleep at night.
What about a mukbang?
I don't know them either.
It's where you eat food really close to a microphone. You don't talk. You just eat really, like, fatty foods.
Oh, that came up. Somebody in the chat while I was interviewing Brianna Coppedge and Megan Gaither the other day wanted one of them to participate in that, right?
Yeah, in a mukbang, yeah.
Like you're chomping into fried chicken
Yeah, eating, like, fat food.
How do you know it's fat?
Well, because,
the deal?
There's a video, yeah, so there's video, too. And, like, it's usually, like, a massive spread of food and someone who, like, weighs less than the plowhawk doing it.
Oh, really? I didn't know that part about it.
I mean, that's not always the case, but it seems to be. And, like, they like, wear, like, nitrile gloves, and it really freaks me out. Because they're, like, eating, like, some, like, Cheeto-encrusted cheeseburgers.
Oh, and this is a video type thing, because you wouldn't know unless it was
a
video.
Yeah, right. But the sound is what, I guess, relaxes people.
The sound. It would only relax the fats. Would anybody who's in any kind of shape at all get any kind of pleasure out of listening and watching people eat fat?
Well, I don't think, like, because you are heavy set, you're, like, automatically going to like it.
No.
And vice versa. Like, if you're a thin man, like Plowhawk loves to eat, and he's a thin gentleman.
Well, it has nothing to do with if you're fat, you like the sound of somebody chomping on a burger.
Yeah, right.
It's everybody has their own sounds. Me, it's scissors. and a nice pencil drawing on a piece of paper. Something like this.
Doug, you hard?
No.
Well, it's not a sexual thing. It's just a... But some people like... You know, instead of using scissors, some girls do videos and they go, cutting your hair. I'm going to go start with the bangs. Snip, 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 and just say snip. And people, oh, I love that. What? No.
Seriously.
I like the scissors. Other people like snip, 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 snip. I don't like that.
How about the sound of a horse's hooves walking down a brick road?
Oh, yes. Revolutionary War porn.
Mm-hmm.
No, I like painting, too.
Painting makes almost no sound.
Yeah, but it's just the hand motion of the brush and very lightly touching the...
But you can't hear anything.
Yeah, you can sometimes on the canvas.
You hear nothing. I've painted entire walls and it doesn't make any sound.
The windows of my booth are steaming up. This conversation is so hot.
Yeah, it is hot.
Again, it's not supposed to be hot. It's just...
I can't help it.
It's relaxing sounds. People... And I mean, there's probably a billion people that are into ASMR.
Yeah, you're not wrong. One out of seven?
Is that right?
Maybe not a billion, but millions.
I would say it's close to a billion people enjoy ASMR.
Come on.
I would say it's a lot. Billion with a B is a lot of people. That's 100 million millions, Doug.
It's population of India.
Yeah. These are all fun facts we're throwing out now.
Why does Iggy insist on making random noises into the microphone day in and day out? That's from Jackson's roommate, Sweet Sweet Kai.
Said 10% of the global population listens to ASMR.
Is that right? That is amazing.
It'd be 800 million?
Yeah.
Not close to a billion.
Yeah. I'm painting walls right now. Want me to call in? That's from Larry Thornton.
Yes.
Yeah. Call in and we'll listen to 9004 TMA. It'll be ASMR for us.
It depends. I can't watch, and I know it's not sexual, but at the same time, I can't watch men doing ASMR.
Then it's sexual.
No, I just find it more relaxing if it's a woman doing it. Like, I like watching a woman clean.
Oh, really?
Man, this is...
No, if it's not...
Cleaning what?
If it's not really loud stuff. But if it's something... Just like a little dusting. But if it's a guy dusting, I don't get into it. It doesn't give me a tingle.
Oh, gosh. Oh, brother. And cleaning will do it for you, even.
It depends on what they're cleaning. I don't want loud brushing,
no.
You know, like a scrub brush.
Oh, I wouldn't think.
But if it's a light sweeping or, you know, dusting with a feather duster, that kind of thing, washing a window.
Yeah,
it's just certain things to certain people.
All right.
I didn't know what it was.
Music to your ears.
I didn't know what it was until, I think it was Brendan Schaefer. You don't know Brendan Schaefer, covers the Cardinals.
Mm-hmm.
He was painting?
No, we were doing we did a show together on... Before Tim took over 1380.
Before Tim ruined it?
Not 1380. No, when you came over and with...
The only thing I've ever, quote-unquote, taken over was 920.
Well, for a short period of time, you came over to 590.
In words only, sir.
All right. But we when the Boots took over the station. Me, Boots. Schaefer, and... God, I can't think
Rocks
of who else did
Boots.
It.
Rock.
Yeah, it was Rock. And we were just doing a show. And I was talking about this thing where I watch videos of people cutting hair. And I said, it just gives me a tingling in the back of my neck. And I guess Schaefer looked it up at the time. He goes, oh, it's called ASMR. I'd never heard of it before. I just said.
It was a revelation.
I just said, when I get a haircut, you know, haircuts relax me.
Well, why don't you get more of them?
Well, I can just go watch the video now.
Oh.
But I didn't even know there were ASMR videos out there. Schaefer is the one that told me. He looked it up. He goes, that's called ASMR.
He's a lifesaver, the Schaefer.
Yeah.
Think of the money you've saved because of Schaefer. Schaefer the saver.
No, I need a haircut. I'm getting one next Wednesday. But
rain.
Well, would you like people to come up behind you right now and just with a pair of scissors and just clip, 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 clip?
It would be relaxing, but I don't want somebody just chopping up my hair. Just
well,
they
wouldn't even have to cut it. Just make the scissor motion.
Yeah, I enjoy that.
This has to be the only show on earth that normalizes the completely creepy personal hobbies of its fourth producer. Porn, nudity in movies, ASMR, bowling. Why are we subjected to this every day?
Yeah.
We're them!
Oh.
Some little Tommy Trippins and Doug, it's gotten to the point that he can't handle it.
We don't have the money to put him in the Gatesworth. That's high end.
That's my favorite line now. Wortham.
There has to be a more affordable housing senior complex we could put you in.
That'd be something more affordable than where I'm living now.
Oh, Carr Buzz is out. He won a Milagro Tequila Lister of the Month, too. Mm-hmm. He's done.
Good.
I thought you liked Carr Buzz.
Not until he started bothering me at the trivia night about the phone up the ass.
Oh. He was intoxicated that night.
Yeah, they both were, and it got a little annoying.
Yeah.
Death, taxes, and Iggy telling us what gets him hard every single day. I am out.
Oh, we lost another one.
Who's that, Buzz?
Call her Buzz.
Yeah, see ya.
Lost another one.
That's a shame.
At least you added another one to your enemy list.
No, you're not an enemy. I just got annoyed with him.
Yeah. Well, I'm sorry it's come to this.
Doug, you don't think other shows normalize the creepy personal behavior of their fourth producer?
I've not heard it. I don't hear all the shows, but I've not heard such a thing before.
Tommy Triven says we're the first of our kind.
It's not creepy, for one. I guess there's 800 million creeps out there who just enjoy ASMR.
Mm-hmm.
There are probably 800 million creeps out in the world.
Oh, gosh, yeah, probably more than that.
Right? Like,
some people meditate. Some people do yoga to relax. I just watch ASMR videos.
Like how many hours a day?
And sit by a fountain and drink coffee.
Simple man, Doug.
You ever do all three at the same time? Get your phone out, watch an ASMR video, have coffee while you're looking at the fountain?
No.
Well, that'd kind of be like the hat trick, wouldn't it?
No, when I'm sitting by the fountain, I don't have my phone
out. That could
out.
Be ASMR on its own.
I'm just enjoying the peace and quiet.
Yeah. Okay. There's probably ASMR with the water going up and falling back down.
Yeah, there's nothing more relaxing than if you live by the ocean, just sitting at the beach, the ocean. There's nothing more relaxing than water.
How about when a hurricane comes?
Well, it's not relaxing. It's kind of scary.
Yeah. It'd be the end of the relaxation. Toot sweet.
Although the first one I was in, I was out taking pictures.
Yeah. Well, you didn't stay out there very long, though, did you?
Yeah, pretty long.
You stood out in the middle of the hurricane? When the hurricane came ashore, you were still out there?
No, we stood on our balcony and were watching mopeds fly through the air and things like that.
Probably a dangerous thing to do.
And then we did go out body surfing like an hour after it ended. God, the waves are like 20 feet.
Well, you're a maverick that simply can't be tamed.
We didn't know any better. We'd never been through a hurricane, so we didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
We figured the body surfing would just take us back in the shore, and all it did was take us in and then bring us another half a mile out. Next time we looked, we couldn't even see the beach anymore.
Well, you were lucky to get back.
We were swimming frantically.
We're lucky to have you with us today.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's only a kick, a jump, a block, it's only a serve, it's only a tackle, a run, it's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
I'm done.
Okay.
Doug, Premier Construction Exteriors. They do roofing, siding, windows, concrete, and more. Veteran-owned and operated. A hands-on contractor. They don't subcontract all their work out to smaller companies. And just tack on profit at the end price. They can work with your insurance company on the claims for storm damages to your roofing, siding, or windows. They are building their brand. A small operation that wants the best and honest solution in revitalizing your home. They're located in St. Peters, Missouri, but they're licensed in both Missouri and Illinois. Call Dan or Jay with Premier Construction Exteriors, 314-224-2543 to set up a free estimate. And there's a $500 discount for TMA listeners. Find them on Facebook at Premier Construction Exteriors. It's Premier Construction Exteriors, 314-224-2543. $500 discount for TMA listeners. Doug, could you tell people about the presenting sponsor of our 9 o'clock hour here on TMA, and that's Schaefer Door Company.
You know, I had a problem this morning. I went out to my garage, and my garage door is wide open. It's been wide open all night long. And I thought, you know, I swear I hit that button to close it. But apparently not, or it's not working again. So that my first thought was Schaefer Door Company. Yep. I need to have them out here to get this fixed.
Stat.
And then as I drove out of the driveway, luckily nothing had been stolen during the night. As I drove out of the driveway, I hit the button. Again, the door went halfway down, and then it went right back up. I said, come on, Schaefer, I need you out of here, toot sweet.
So he's already yelling at the sponsor.
I hit it a third time, and now finally it went down. But clearly I've got a problem, and Schaefer Door Company deals with these kind of problems all day, every day. And they'll take care of any kind of problem you might have. The form of Schaefer spelling, I'll give that to you now because there's been some confusion. S-C-H-A-E-F-E-R. S-C-H-A-E-F-E-R, and that's their website, SchaeferDoor.com. Their phone number, best to call or text, 636-782-3608. They've got fast response times. They've got people right there ready to help you. And I think I need them out to help me. They got a bunch of family members who work there and been there for many, many years. These are experts at what they do. They can handle any job, no matter how big it is. If it's my just garage door opener, or if it's a big industrial, you know, a business giant garage doors, they handle those as well. Service techs are not based on commission. They're not going to come out and try to sell you anything. They're just there to fix it so you will be happy. It's SchaeferDoor.com. Schaefer Door is a Clopay Master authorized dealer.
There it is. Great to have Schaefer Door Company on board as the 9 o'clock hour sponsor. 8 o'clock hour is available. Studio is it really? Sponsorship is available.
Okay.
I'll take you out, play golf. We'll have some drinks. I'll talk about myself for 6 hours. Can you imagine what that would be like?
Well, I can imagine it, yeah, because we get that quite a bit.
Doug, Peter Molnati, Missouri guy.
Yeah.
He is 1-under through 6 and near the top of the leaderboard.
He's hot.
And he had an exchange yesterday with the media that I think could apply to any athlete and would resonate with fans so well from any sport. Mm-hmm. And I don't know how many people heard it. I would imagine not many, but I heard it. Oh, you heard it, Plowhawk? Mm-hmm. And I immediately sent it to Jackson for fun with audio today. Take a listen to the University of Missouri product who just won for the first time in nearly a decade on tour past Sunday and once again near the top of the leaderboard in the early going this week's Houston Open. Here's Peter Molnati.
Hit the lever, Plowsy.
I think at the end of the day, do you remember, like, we can all probably remember when we were kids, and we were all kids at different times, but the things that moved us, that we watched, that, like, I remember watching Jordan in the 97 Bulls. I remember watching Tiger in the 2000 Masters. I didn't care one iota what Jordan's contract was. I didn't care one iota what the winner's check at that U.S. Open was. And I think people are sick of that. You know, I think people are just sick of the narrative in golf being about, you know, contracts on LIV, purses on the tour, guaranteed comp on the tour. I think people are so sick of that. Obviously, this is a business, and to the top players who drive a lot of the value in this business, we've got to compensate them fairly. We've got to make that happen. But I think we're doing that and above and beyond. And the narrative, the storylines, the conversation needs to come back to the product on the course and what we do. No kid dreamed of having his salary. They didn't care about that. They dreamed of being in that moment and hitting that shot. And I think that's what our fans care about too, and that's what they want to see. So I hope, you know, those tears that I was crying on that 18th green had nothing to do with, you know, my share of that, what was it, an $8.4 million purse last week. My tears had nothing to do with my share of that. I'm going to enjoy it. We're going to use it to do a lot of good in this world. But that had nothing to do with that. And I don't think our fans care about that either.
Peter Molnati. Wow. Missouri, what'd you think?
Yeah, that's awesome. What a refreshing outlook on sports in general and golf in particular.
I love it, but I don't love the analogy of, I mean, kids are kids. Like, I mean, I bet Jordan cared about a paycheck on, you know, in the 96. I'm sure Tiger cared about a paycheck in the 2000 Masters.
But when they both won, I don't think they're like, oh, good, now I've got cash.
100%, 100%.
And I think that's what he was, because I saw, I'm like, man, that was really refreshing. And I think the thing that I liked most about it is he is on the PGA's player committee, I believe. I mean, when they met with, you call him His Excellency. His mm-hmm. name's Yasser Al-Rumayyan, but you always... Yeah. Scold me when I don't call him His Excellency. Him and Tiger and Webb Simpson and maybe even Rory.
I think Rory left.
Didn't, oh, yeah, he's not on
I
anybody.
Think but Spieth they went over left,
to,
too.
But they went over to the Bahamas last week to meet with Yasir Al-Rumayyan. And Peter Malnati's on that. Obviously not in the same class as those guys. Point being, Malnati, in what I think was a very genuine answer, it just like his comments after he won on Sunday were genuine, was able to essentially cut through the BS of the dollars that for 99.9% of the population they can't possibly relate to, and talk about the things that people, when they watch sports, care about, and that is seeing somebody or a team invested emotionally just like what they hope the players are, and they really don't want to think about the dollars. Now, the reality, of course, is that the dollars are a huge part of it. But I thought one of the things that missed the mark a few years ago was like when Mickelson and Tiger played their match, and it was like the winner gets, I don't know, what was it, $10 million or something like that. And while $10 million to damn near every human being is a life-changing amount of money, for those two guys, it's not, as crazy as it is. And on top of it, I don't even think they were necessarily putting up their own money, so it wasn't like they were betting it. And even if they were, it wasn't necessarily going to change their lives all that much, as crazy as it sounds. And so that, I think, was a message that hit home. But he's Peter Malnati, and he's talking on the doorstep of the Texas Children's Open, so it's not like too many people are aware of it. But that's a guy who could be more of a face for a sport, whether it be golf or otherwise, because fans can pull for that kind of message.
I do believe that most of the players have said the same thing, though. You know, like not Rory.
That,
and, you
that,
know,
I don't yeah. think so.
Maybe not like that, but Rory has said, you know, look, it's not about the money with me. It's not about money.
But Rory
Rahm said
is
that before he
the,
moved.
But that, I think, Iggy, the problem with that was that, I mean, he's not practicing what he preaches, because he was all in on getting more guaranteed the PIP money, and then talking about more guaranteed purses, and I don't know. I think Rory may say one thing, but he certainly acts a different way.
Well, I don't think this was included in this part, and I'm not saying it should have been, because it was like a 2-minute soundbite. You don't want to include it all in there. But at some point, he said, you know, the economics of the game, the top end players are being rewarded, and they should be. You know, he's not denying that. I mean, if you are one of the top players, you should be making more than a Peter Malnati, and here's Peter Malnati saying that. But what he was trying to drive home is that fans watching don't want to hear and are irritated by hearing about dollars. And certainly live, that's been the big topic, because it explains why players leave. And then oftentimes they had been saying it was to grow the game. People didn't like that because they knew it was disingenuous. They're leaving for the money. They appreciate it. I think when Koepka was just like, yeah, it's the money. That's it. I can work less and make more money. Dustin Johnson, I can work less, make more money. Who wouldn't do that? People understand that part of it. But then when the tour starts creating things and these, I don't even know, elevated events, I think is now what it's called. It was designated. Now it's elevated. I don't know. A signature. Is that what it is now? They keep changing them. And then that thing where they're going to play on a simulator, you know, that got blown over in Palm Beach Gardens, and now they're going to relaunch it again next January. These are, you don't want to call them money grabs, because then it makes it look like it's like scummy, but it's directing revenue to the top end players. And what Malnati's trying to say is, yeah, I want the money. And he's made, I think, $6 million in his career, which is certainly well above average for, you know, most athletes. But with that being established, what he was trying to drive home is he didn't think growing up about the money. He thought growing up about championships. Now, that's the view of somebody who grew up being able to play golf. Not everybody has that opportunity. So if you are somebody who grew up and you were in an area or an upbringing in which you did not have the luxury, I would imagine being able to make the kind of money of Michael Jordan or Tiger Woods or whomever you may have admired was something that you thought differently than, say, Peter Malnati or anybody who was fortunate enough to have a different kind of life experience and upbringing. So, you know, there's two different ways to look at it, because once you make that money, you can help your family get out of a bad situation. But what he's trying to drive home is that you can, you know, for him, yeah, he just made whatever he made, $1.5 million on Sunday, but those tears weren't about $1.5 million. It was about, you know, accomplishing something for the first time in 9 years as one of the lower-end players on tour. And I think that you can have that be as a baseball player, as a basketball player, soccer player, hockey player, you know, take your pick, whatever direction you want to go, football player. You don't grow up thinking that way. Of course, one of the joys of youth is the ignorance of financial responsibility, mm-hmm. you know, most of the time anyway. And so, you know, you can focus on championships, and then you start to have expenses, and you realize the importance of income. But I thought the point being that that's a unifying message that somebody humbly stating can bring people to the table and make people. I think Peter Malnati has gained a hell lot of fans over the last 5 days, mm-hmm. whereas 5 days ago most people had no idea who the man was.
No.
Happens to be a Missouri guy.
When I was a kid watching sports, very rarely was it talked about how much money people were making. Nobody really seemed to care. I mean, there was some talk, but not a lot. It certainly wasn't the key factor that it is today in so many sports discussions. I think nowadays they just make so much money, so eye-popping amounts of money, that you almost can't help but notice it and have that be a big key factor when you talk sports.
Well, back in our day, there wasn't free agency per se, and nobody was in the paper talking about, you know, I'm sitting out until I make $1.8 million. You didn't see a lot of that. And golf, it's 60s. Out there because you know what they're making because they put the prize money and what the guy won every week.
Yeah, I mean, in almost any sport, there wasn't a whole lot of talk about salary. There were some, again, some, but it wasn't just one of the dominant factors every time you talk sports is how much is this guy making and that guy making and salary caps and all this. It was just kind of the game.
Yeah, but and I get his point where he says just need to stop talking about it, stop making it the focus, which is easier said than done. But when you have a company, a country coming in and throwing $1 billion, and you have another agency coming and throwing $1 billion at you, he's making this. Well, I got to get our players this. I mean, Monahan came up with, and won't be used, I don't think, because I think even out of the top 125 to keep your card, you've made $500,000 at least. But everybody who has their card starts the year with $500,000. At the end of the year, if you don't make $500,000, you're compensated that, which it really makes no sense. It's just throwing numbers out there. Look, I'm giving all these players $500,000. It's not going to come into play. But he's throwing numbers out there. I think that's what people are getting tired of.
I don't know that people get that far into the weeds in it. If you're watching people play golf Sunday on TV, I think everybody knows these guys make a lot of money. I think people have given them that. All right, you're rich, you're playing golf, you're a professional golfer, you make a lot of money. I don't think that's a shock to very many people.
I mean, we back up corporations that maximize profit, but yet when guys want to triple their yearly income by doing less work because they've earned that right, like we ridicule and I don't get, like, people should be open to make as much money as they humanly possibly can if they're on this earth, man. If you have a name that's branded and has name recognition attached to it that can add value to it, then you take it. I'm not saying the PGA Tour was taking advantage of the guy, but if you see an opportunity and you can make $400 or $500 million, who cares what everybody else thinks? Mm-hmm.
No, I think the ridicule came from the ones who went over there and said, this would be a chance to build the game, which is BS.
Well, yeah, but who cares? People lie about that stuff all the time. It just happens. I mean, they have a PR team. I know Harold Varner and a couple other guys have come out and said, you know, it obviously was for financial reasons. But most people in your camp are just going to say, just tell people you're growing the game. Yeah. It's asinine and ridiculous. I'm 100% on your side with that. But, you know, I don't think that's the reason to hate these guys.
No, compensation or I should say competition in pro sports has always been a boon to athletes' salaries, going all the way back when there was just the National League and the American League came in and started paying players more. You do it in the NFL, AFL came around and started bidding for players that the NFL wanted. Hockey, same way with the WHA. It happens. You get more competition and the leagues have to pay up more to keep their players.
The PGA never dealt with competition before. I love how you bring up every other major sport and dealt with issues just like this. Mm-hmm. Either you have two separate leagues or you merge together. I mean, leagues have figured this out for 60, 70, 80 years. It's not surprising that somebody came in and wanted to rival the PGA Tour because nobody's done it before.
Mm-hmm. I think the key difference there, though, is that was all, you know, domestic. Those are American.
Oh, 100%. Yeah.
This is foreign money and money from, you know, certainly a country that's draped in controversy.
I'm with Jackson on that. I get that that's, you know, it's not apples and apples there, the Doug comparison, but.
Well, it's a much smaller world now than it was 50 or more years ago. I mean, we're much more open to dealing with other countries in sports than we were back then.
I wonder if Peter was talking more about, because I think Chris DeMarco was on a podcast.
Doug Chris DeMarco on a podcast? You listen
Chris
to
DeMayo?
It?
Chris DeMarco, he plays on the senior tour.
Bob DeMarco was a center for the football card. Yeah,
DeMarco farted years. Afternoon drive down the hallway.
Yeah.
But he was on a podcast, and he said, I wish Liv would take over. I hope this happens and Liv takes over the Champions Tour because we need more money out there. Some of the money we're playing for is ridiculous. We got some of the stars from the past should be making more money. So if Liv takes over, I'd like to see our purses go up. There's a guy bitching about money.
Who is this DeMarco, and why is he chirping?
I did see that.
I think he's had like one top 10 in 46 events on the Champions Tour. He once folded and lost against Tiger in a major. I forgot which one. But when you have a Champions Tour player who's
didn't he go to a playoff with Tiger in the Masters?
Yeah, but I think he choked on the stretch to
still made
the, well, he got a playoff, but I think he choked on the stretch, missed a couple of putts to right, let right. Tiger time.
Oh, really?
Irregardless. That's not a word.
No, it isn't. Just regardless.
He's absolutely killing
But I agree with him when you have Champions Tour players come out and say they don't make enough money. We need more money. Liv, take over and give us more money. Yeah, nobody cares about you.
No. I think I'm with Iggy, though. Like, what entity? The PGA own them? Like, the PGA Tour own the Champion Tour as well?
Yeah. Well, they have no cut of us.
Does anybody have sympathy for guys who are already multimillionaires or not getting another million or two? I don't think so.
Yeah, I mean, John Daly can't even play anymore. He goes to every event because he knows if he finishes last, he's going to make $30,000.
Well, it's obvious eventually the two entities are going to merge. Now, if that happens in 5 years, 10 years, I mean, it's not always going to be like this, correct? Like, they're going to be...
Who knows?
On a rock bottom, or they're going to be Tiger stepping up, or somebody stepping up and just saying, look, we'll give in, et cetera, et cetera. I don't know who it would be, but you feel like they'd be merging eventually.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Siders is not happy with the conversation. And, Jackson, you've got him a month from today.
That's right.
How many seeds are you getting, bro?
I don't know what his number is.
Doug, what's Mr. Siders' handicap?
I don't know.
He probably doesn't have one either.
Oh, no.
I bet he does.
He is very critical of Jackson's 7-iron distance. I know that. He's also critical of the program. Talk about some bi-curious girls or something. No one cares what a nobody did on a half-assed PGA Tour roster. The amount of money is out there for everyone to see. Why is this quote so amazing? That's Mr. Siders.
I think the quote's amazing coming from a guy who, you know, should be putting money over everything. He's a guy looking to take care of his family, and he was just talking about watching sports as kids. He didn't think about a dollar figure.
Yeah. And Jackson, how far are you hitting the 7-iron?
Ugh. I mean, if I flush it, and I haven't flushed a club in maybe a year, like $160 if I flush it,
yeah,
but I play it at 150, which is a problem.
Yeah, no, it's not a problem. It's fine.
It should be a lot longer.
Should be longer.
Just hit another club if you got to go longer.
Yeah, but then I struggle.
But you're not playing to impress the guy next to you.
No, I'm shooting to score, baby.
Right.
Wow.
So whatever club it takes.
But, like, I was watching a video yesterday of someone playing the Bear Trap, PGA National, and there's that par 3 all over water, like 175.
Mm-hmm.
That's 15 and 17.
Yeah, I would.
Five iron?
That would be a problem.
Hello, what? Driver.
You can't hit a 5-iron?
No, I can. I just so seldom flush it, and sometimes it goes a little short. And if there's a wind situation, be tough.
My buddies were pretty surprised the 3-wood busted out a couple of par 3s. I told them I was a little tight, though.
How about like a 7-wood for you, Jackson?
It's
that'd be a lot further than a 7-iron.
I think, yeah, you would fly that thing.
But he's talking about this water hole. He's
13
clear.
Wood.
My hybrid does a lot of work for me.
Yeah.
I have a little bit more comfortability taking a little off that than I do trying to goose a 4-iron.
Don't say goose a 4-iron.
I like that, goose a 4-iron. Doug, Michael Wellington is listening to the show. You may know him from the Champions Tour.
Yeah.
And from this program, and from Nick and the Badger, for that matter.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, Tiger chipped in famously on number 16 and then bogeyed 17 and 18 to force a playoff in the 2005 Masters against Chris DeMarco. That's not exactly a choke, Ken.
I thought DeMarco was the one that missed the last two holes. Oh. I'm wrong, I'm wrong. I knew one of them did. Yeah. I just thought it was DeMarco.
I didn't think we'd have to get our Chris DeMarco trivia
facts, yeah.
question.
I would have done more.
Tiger's chip in on 2005 might be the most famous golf shot of the 21st century.
Was that the one where the Nike logos sat there on the edge of the cup and dropped in?
In your life.
Oh, yeah.
See, I like the better than most. I love that one. Better than most.
Better than most is outstanding as well. Gary Koch.
Yeah, that was a great call, man.
In your life.
And then he went on to bogey the next two holes?
Apparently so.
And still got in the playoff.
Yep.
How much golf did Vern do?
He was there like every week, wasn't he?
Was he?
CBS?
I remember watching it as a kid and a youth. I know he was there all the time. I just didn't know if he went the regular guy. Because he was dynamite.
I think this is his last Masters. I think I read where this is his last Masters.
Doing it again?
Yeah. Love me some Burn.
Didn't Pat Summerall do golf for a long time, too?
Yes, I think he did.
I think so.
Touchdown.
Packers.
That was the Rammies. Paul. Shrimply Pebbles is active, Plowhawk. Darren, respectfully, I feel like you're being a bit hypocritical. If Rory says he wants money, you rip him. But you then say we celebrate corporations and chirp athletes who want more pay. Iggy mentions the live line of, quote, wanting to grow the game, and you say athletes lie all the time. But Rory did the same thing, and you razz him. Aren't these one and the same? I'm not a Rory stan or anything. Just making an observation. Stay cute.
Shrimp I love that, and I read that, and I was thinking, the reason I don't like Rory is the backpedaling. He came out really aggressive, anti money grab, obviously anti-Saudi, and then had taken a complete 180, knowing that his side is, you know, going to lose and everybody is, you know, taking the side of money over integrity, as he says it. So I think the backtracking for him, that really just annoyed the hell out of me about the money thing. And also, I mean, what Lib did was make the PGA Tour better in terms of financially. Get more PGA Tour card for guys like, you know, Peter, or, you know, we've seen a lot of first-time winners on tour in the last couple of years.
I think Rory McIlroy changed his tune, Plowhawk, when he felt betrayed by Jay Monahan after being
Monahan.
His public safety net fighting Liv, and then finds out that Monahan has done a deal with, as Doug calls him, His Excellency.
I don't really say H-E? No, I wouldn't call anyone His Excellency.
His Excellency is a badass name. Like, you can't get much higher up than that, right?
I can't imagine what it would be.
Like a baron or a duke? Like, they don't even have that power, right?
I don't think so.
Man.
You're a king of kings, I guess.
I like that.
Mm-hmm. King of kings.
Mm-hmm.
Darren disliked Rory before the backtrack. This is a lie. That's from the breakfast.
I disliked him the entire time through the Lib process. I don't know what my take was on beforehand. I don't think I had a Rory take before Lib started. But I mean, like Tim said, he followed Jay Monahan with the 9/11. He was just really calling out players. Just watch season one of Full Swing. He comes off like a complete two-year-old baby. And now look at what he's saying. There's a 10% chance I can join Liv. Just, you know, a year out from bashing Liv, calling them terrorists, and then telling Phil Mickelson to F off. That's in 365 days, man. That's a flip-flop if I've ever seen one.
Doug,
so
I'll attempt to draw a parallel here through film.
Okay.
The picture, Godfather 2. Jackson, good or bad?
Good.
Amazing.
When Al Pacino's character, Michael Corleone, turns to his brother Fredo, grabs him, and says, "You broke my heart. You broke my heart, Fredo." I think that's what Rory McIlroy feels like with Jay Monahan. He fully invested, tried to defend the PGA Tour, and then on June 6th last year, his heart was broken, and now he's just fluttering about. Mm-hmm. I kind of feel like Rahm felt the same way, too, although Rahm wasn't as outspoken about the whole thing. He's like, F this, then I'm going to go get my hundreds of millions of dollars. What does it matter? If they're going to get in bed with him, I might as well get my money before it happens.
Mm-hmm.
You know? All right, let's see. 9:49. Jackson, what do I need to do? Do I need to do anything?
Yeah, talk about both the Illinois Recovery Center and 2060 Digital.
All right, well, then that's what I'm going to do because, Doug, that is how the world works. Yeah, 2060 Digital is something that we're looking at Sound Story, as a matter of fact. Making digital connections that drive results, fast-paced world of digital marketing, making meaningful connections with your audience, challenging for any business. 2060 Digital is a sister company backed by a 100-year-old media empire, just like 105.7 HD2, FM. That's Hubbard. If you're a business owner or marketer, seeking more strategic ways to reach and engage with customers, this can be for you. 2060 Digital, with 12 years of expertise, they specialize in simplifying the complexities of digital marketing, demystifying the process, transforming from a challenge into an opportunity, and enhancing online presence, optimizing digital campaigns, and increasing customer engagement. Think your business has room to grow? Let us prove it to you. Visit 1057thepoint.com/2060Digital. Take the first steps towards unlocking your business's digital potential with 2060 Digital. Now, what do you think about that?
I think it's something you should really look at.
I know. I kind of feel like I should. Mm-hmm.
To unlock your potential.
What's my potential?
Well, I think the sky's the limit for you, Tim.
Clip that off. Let's run that as a promo.
All right.
You haven't used those gloves today either, have you? There been a lot of hot takes. You haven't even used
them. Well, I don't think there's one that was scorching yet. It could still come in an email.
Yeah, the Design Air Heating and Cooling email of the day is a matter of moments away. Let's see. Illinois Recovery Center. If you or someone in your family or a close friend is in need, transform your story at Illinois Recovery Center. Illinois Recovery Center, the team believes in the strength of every individual's journey to recovery. Whether you're taking the first step or continuing your path, the IRC's dedicated team is here to support you. Why choose Illinois Recovery Center? Well, they have a holistic healing approach, expert care and guidance, safe and welcoming environment, tailored programs for lasting recovery, and a top-notch facility and accommodation. Whether you've made the life-saving choice to seek help on your own or you want to be prepared for the other end of an addiction intervention with a loved one, the chance to learn about addiction recovery is available to you at the Illinois Recovery Center in Swansea. If you or someone you know wants more information about the Illinois Recovery Center, please call 888-472-9559 or visit IllinoisRecoveryCenter.com. There it is, Illinois Recovery Center. It's going to take about 42 seconds for me to log in to the Design Air Heating and Cooling email of the day. So if anybody has an orgy to promote or anything, this would be the time to do it.
Oh, Will Zalatoris off to another good start today, two over.
Oh, idiot. This is because you picked him on your team.
I see him as one over.
No, he must have made a birdie. Or you're a little behind and he made another bogey. I don't know.
Oh, no.
Do you know if he made a birdie or a bogey?
I don't follow first-round golf.
Well, I do. What if you shoot a 78, you're out. Look, Kevin Kisner's under par for the first time in 3 years.
I got him at one over through seven. Doug, does that match up with your scorecard?
I don't have a scorecard.
Well, how do you do
that? I'm not looking at it.
I'm going to ask Daily Fantasy Sports Showdown.
I close my eyes and I pull a name out of a hat, or a box to be more specific.
Right.
Okay, your first round, first couple of holes on a golf tournament, you're glued to that?
I just keep an eye on it. I don't like my players to be way over par in a first round. You got to go shoot a 5 or 600 to make the cut.
Why don't you try to be more productive and spend more time promoting this orgy?
Why don't you?
Doug, why don't you start promoting
I don't know the folks.
You know them.
You don't know them?
They've been in studio.
Okay, I met them once briefly.
That's the only time I met her.
I don't feel like I know them.
It's the only time I met her.
But they reach out to you to help promote their activities.
If I'm not mistaken, she sent you an email first.
I get lots of emails from people I don't know.
Right, but for now, some reason, you were the one on the show that she thought would be good to talk about porn with her.
She said I came up first in alphabetical order.
Well, the fact of the matter is you got it first. So you know her better than I do.
You're jealous over that? I know her better than you. Okay.
I'm having issues logging into the email.
Okay.
But I appreciate the vamping.
All right.
Jackson, you might have to read these things. For some reason, it's not open up.
I'll kick us off.
Okay. Oh, hold on. I got it in. I got it. This was his sentence. Hey, Tim, you're not talking about me, but I wanted to remind you that I'm here, so I'm going to wipe the desktop so loudly it can be heard over the airwaves. That's from Teflon Strode.
Teflon Strode. He's new.
And these mics are too sensitive. I was 10 feet away just with my finger wiping up a little Gatorade.
They can hear that. Mm-hmm. But I can't tell where I'm hearing it. That one earmuff out. So like I can't tell.
I'll
if
stop
I'm
moving. How about that?
I can't hear people paint.
In St. Louis's heart, a curious cast we find, men of all shapes, etching stories in their kind. First, there's the handsome one, a vision in khaki gleam, a sculpted form. It seems a model's perfect dream. but look beyond the surface, for beneath that chiseled face may lie a hollow echo, devoid of inner grace. Then comes the wisp of smoke, a scrawny childlike soul, who finds his peace in hazy clouds, content to take his toll. He picks at plates like toddlers, a man-child's playful quest, but in his laughter rings a tune, a lightness to suggest. A heart that's free and gentle, though lost in fleeting highs, a spirit yet to focus beneath those stardust skies. Next, a phantom figure, a ghost who haunts the court. A love for basketball, his only true report. He glides unseen, unheard, a memory in motion, a silent baller's passion, a spectral, wordless devotion. An orange...
Okay, wrap it up!
What do you got against Frost?
An orange-hued relic, a man of seasoned years, with work a distant notion, replaced by self-held cheers. He spins a web of stories, his voice a constant hum, a monologue unending of all he's overcome. And lastly, a compact wonder, blessed with a voice so grand, a gift from heavens above, a touch of the divine at hand. His stature, though diminished, holds a power most profound, for in his every utterance a symphony resounds. These men, a motley crew, in St. Louis' vibrant throng, each playing out their part in life's imperfect song. So raise a glass, a toast to all, the flawed, the strange, the bright, for in their quirks and oddities we find a human light. Doug, that's from Cynthia Cox.
Okay.
Cynthia?
Cynthia Cox. She cut and pasted that from somewhere, didn't she? She's new.
Welcome to the show. I'm so glad Tim told us he was sick on Saturday. My 400-pound hog of a wife wanted to mess around on Saturday, and I told her no. I just knew something was wrong with the world. Now it all makes sense. But this email's about the fossil statements today. I've never considered this a sports show anymore. I'm not going to disparage anybody, even though I just accused a jockey of purposely losing races.
I didn't.
The fifth winningest North American rider of all time, with 7,396 wins from 41,775 mounts. And how much of the devil's lettuce has David Spicoli smoked when he doesn't remember if he's been to a restaurant when speed-talking Biff asks him if he's been there? But this email is really about the first time I saw a man give another man a facial.
No.
My buddy Ace got his summer job at Sticks Baron Fuller and was in charge of changing the male mannequins into summer clothing. We all watched on the security cameras as Ace started heavy petting with the cleaning men.
Oh.
Oral came into play and the cleaning man couldn't handle it, with Ace releasing on his mush. Just when we thought it was over, mannequin number 5 came to life.
Mm-hmm.
It was my buddy Butchie, who had been masturbating, watching the whole thing.
Ah.
He boiled over to the helpless cleaning man and became the second shooter, all over his face with a rainbow-like explosion. Doug, that's from Eden Johnson. That's kind of a take on the Kim Cattrall film, isn't it?
I guess, I don't know. Oh. Eden Johnson. He's new.
Guys, I absolutely hate promoting things, but here's some info on an orgy.
I promoted it.
That I just simply cannot stop talking about. No matter the texts come in and the body language of all my coworkers. I absolutely hate promoting things, but I'm going to send out a company-wide email for the foundation I work for, but don't necessarily, quote, work for, trivia night. Send it during a break. Nah, fam, I'll do it mid-segment. Thank you very much. Now, I absolutely hate promoting things, but I will be doing special cameos where I can cuck you, wish you a happy birthday, read fantasy football draft orders, or even cuck you. Again, not promoting, you idiots. I never even said where to go to get it, even though I definitely did say where to go to get it. And I absolutely hate promoting things, but I'll be doing my cooking show today, so if you'd like to join Cletus and that divorced woman who used to take pics of her bowel movements.
Oh.
Close. Very close.
As the only two people that hate themselves enough to watch. Come join us. If I get 3 viewers, YouTube may send me a plaque. I absolutely hate promoting things, but here's the name of an eye doctor with a bunch of smoke show workers. On the books, nah, but if I play my cards right, I get free bifocals and hopefully a little... Doug, how do you say this? L-A-G-N-A-P-P-E.
I don't...
Lanyap.
Thank you.
Lanyap.
Okay. I absolutely hate promoting things, but I'm going to continue to talk about Gateway National and its beautiful bentgrass fairways until Sean Barnes realizes the errors of his ways and keeps my three-decade-plus streak of mooching for free golf alive. I absolutely hate promoting things, but if you want to grab some stinky landfill trout and cook it in hot country crock, head over to Fantastical Fish Co. Save me a spot in the FPCC. I have a trivia night the night before. Again, not promoting it, but I do. And I have an orgy to attend the next day, so I'm going to need to conserve my energy. Speaking of conserving my energy, if you'd like to be my first sexual partner since Gobble Bowl 2008, post on the fan page and I'll have the screenshot gumshoe shoot me over your application. Not going to try to get you to climax. I'm just going to lay there watching Senior Cielis on my phone at full volume. Again, not a fan of promoting, but you should really watch Senior Cielis, the gay gas station documentary. The Frank Sinatra Says Hi to Everyone in Palm Springs documentary. Oh. NYTD Beanie Blue. Spartacus Lucy Lawless has a Merkin, but she never got to use it. Happy birthday, Learn. Learn, did you hear me? I said happy birthday. Lean in, soda pop, pop. Blueberry pop, pop.
Blueberry pop, pop.
And finally, we're finally going to talk about gambling. The biggest star in baseball and an NBA player who went to Mizzou, but most basketball fans have never heard of, are wrapped up in two separate betting scandals. We're not going to get into any of that, but instead we're going to drag deceased jockey Dave Gall's name in the mud by how he used to tip the sharps at Fairmont by finishing fourth or fifth in his early races. It's not that I believe every gambling outcome is fixed, but the point is everything could be fixed. Like this morning, a fan pager set the over-under on Iggy's happy birthday to Learn mention it 4 minutes into the show. It didn't come until 5 minutes into the show. Now, I don't think Iggy purposely waited until the 5th minute of the show to ensure the over covered. For one thing, he spent the 1st minute of the show with his headphones off trying to grab his phone from his coat pocket and only wished Learn a happy birthday in response to a text from Big Tuft. But for all we know, Big Tuft may have had action on the under and was throwing a Hail Mary before the clock ran out. Or what about Warson Woods Wacko, who sent in that text of an overweight gentleman shoving his ween into an exercise balloon at the top of the show? He probably shipped the over. Okay, gotta go now. But first, let me mention the orgy that I'm definitely not promoting, just like how I mentioned golf courses let me play for free. Now, when I'm begging them for free rounds, I tell them how I'll promote them on air. But in the interest of keeping myself clear of any payola plugola charges, we'll just say I'm mentioning them. That's from Buck Swope. And Doug, we have the Design Air Heating and Cooling email today.
Gosh, I hate to keep voting for the same guy every day, but I feel compelled to give another vote to Blueberry Pop Pop.
I like a good poem, so Cynthia Longfellow was live.
Cynthia Cox.
Cox, I'm sorry. There's just something about a mannequin coming to life. And Pop Pop was good. I'm going to go with Kevin Miller.
Blueberry Pop Pop has shipped the Design Air Heating and Cooling email of the day, but Kevin Miller was wonderful. All right, we got to wrap it up. Jackson, I got to go. We're super late. Bye.